Hello, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to speak today. My name is Mark Davis, and I'm here to talk to you about our newly implemented Early Childhood Language Immersion Program. I used to work as a teacher, and some people assume I'm the headmaster, but my actual title here is Project Manager for the New Language Initiative. My role involves overseeing exactly how the target language is integrated into young learners' lives, ensuring that our educational policies are put into practice effectively.
When we were first planning this policy, we had to decide exactly where to begin. It was a long process of consulting with educational experts and child psychologists. We initially considered trialing the immersion method in kindergartens, because younger is often better when it comes to languages, but we eventually decided to launch it across several primary schools in the area. This allowed us to reach a wider demographic of early learners who were already accustomed to a structured, disciplined school environment.
The secret to this policy isn't just giving the children a few extra afternoon lessons. While grammar exercises have their place later on in education, for young learners, the target language must become part of their daily routine, from their morning greetings right through to lunchtime and afternoon play. This full-day, constant exposure is exactly what makes early language acquisition attain optimal efficacy.
Of course, the success of such an intense immersion environment depends heavily on the teaching staff. When recruiting educators, we don't just look for people with standard teaching degrees. Although we have some highly qualified local staff, for this specific immersion policy, we strongly prefer to hire native speakers so the kids hear the correct pronunciation and natural intonation right from the very start.
Inside the classroom, the environment is strictly monolingual in the target language. This can be quite a shock for the children on their first day. You might think the classrooms are full of bilingual dictionaries, but we completely ban those. Instead, the walls are covered in visual aids, which helps children associate foreign words with physical concepts instantly, without needing to translate anything in their heads.
Naturally, parents worry if their child is falling behind in their mother tongue when placed in an immersion setting. We thought about holding monthly meetings to calm them down, but found that sending out detailed progress reports was a much more effective way to keep them informed and reassured about their child's overall cognitive development.
We also assess the children regularly to ensure the policy is working. Traditional testing methods don't really work for this age group, so we don't just look at their vocabulary size or formal test scores. What we really want to measure, and what shows the true optimal efficacy of the program, is their confidence when communicating in real-life situations. Seeing a child bravely ask for a toy or a snack in a new language is our true benchmark of success.
Funding such an intensive educational program isn't cheap. As you can imagine, bringing in specialist teachers and redesigning classrooms requires a significant budget. We tried getting support from national charities, but we were unsuccessful in our bids. Fortunately, the local council stepped in and provided the necessary financial backing to finally get the initiative off the ground.
It hasn't been completely smooth sailing, though. We anticipated a severe shortage of classroom space, but the real headache has been developing suitable training materials for our new staff, as existing ones just weren't interactive enough for an immersion setting.
Looking to the future, we are very excited. We aren't planning to expand the policy to high schools just yet. Our next step is to open a summer camp next year to keep the children fully immersed during the long holidays, preventing any language loss while they are away from school. It's been a fascinating journey, and I'm incredibly proud of what these young learners have achieved.